Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
This is the Fix Your Sciatica Podcast.
Does everything work for sciatica pain? Today, we're going to be answering that specific question. So I'm going to premise with when you are searching out on the internet, Reddit, any of the social media threads, and they're going to say, hey, this is what you are going to do to fix your sciatica. The reason why they're suggesting that is because the person who is suggesting them or the article that is suggesting has found success using said modality to treat sciatica pain. And so how can you filter out the garbage from the real stuff, right? And I always like to cross-reference various different modalities and the scientific research that is out there. So if you go on Google or any of the other search platforms, if you search the effectiveness of any of the modalities suggested on the internet, and the way that you can do that is actually by searching the term sciatica, the actual modality, so whether it be like apple cider vinegar, turmeric, ultrasound, whatever you'd like, and then the letters N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, B as in boy, I on your different search engines, you're actually going to see the results of each one of those specific modalities. So like turmeric, surgery, exercise, flossing, whatever. And what you're going to find is that in examples like RCTs, which are randomized controlled trials, that there are going to be some people in those studies that actually benefit from whatever modalities were tested. So like an example would be if you were to be looking at, say, apple cider vinegar and sciatica pain. Unfortunately, I just searched apple cider and sciatica pain and NCBI. I wasn't able to find much aside from other articles who cited other articles who cited other articles. So it was a little bit harder to find out that specific modality. But say, for example, something like ultrasound and heat. Combining ultrasound and heat, say 50 out of 50 people on the randomized controlled trial, 25 were split up, and then only one out of the ultrasound group actually experienced a benefit compared to the other 25 who experienced no change. That person actually may have benefited from ultrasound. So we can't completely get rid of that specific modality. Now, you have to premise with the fact that, again, things are recommended because there were some sort of success with specific treatment or program or activity. So I want you to think about, like, when your doctor recommends a medication, they often recommend a medication because they've had success with their patients when using said medications, or they were taught in their school or their training that there was some sort of improvement. Again, even if it's like 2 out of 100, in some cases, yeah, maybe that those two people were the lucky ones who actually benefited from that. And the same thing goes when your PT recommends a stretch or an exercise. They're recommending it because they've had patients who succeeded with those specific exercises or stretches. Same thing with your chiropractor. Chiropractor adjusts you for a certain way, because they've had patients who recovered with that specific technique. A surgeon will recommend a specific surgery because they've had success with that surgical procedure. A personal trainer, movement coach will give you a specific program to strengthen and improve your movement because they've helped other folks with that because they've had a track record. An acupuncturist puts needles in those specific points because what they found, and in their training and over 2,000 years of working with patients, they found those points to be the most successful when it comes to treating something like sciatica pain. What you'll see is, as
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Throughout the entire spectrum, you're going to see people in forums provide some of the most strange concepts because it worked for them, right? Now, that does tell us, okay, maybe everything does work in a case, but with one major caveat. The conditions need to be right or perfect in order for each modality to work. So not are we only talking about what the modality is, but also how the modality or intervention was applied. The technique, was it done correctly? This episode is brought to you by the Patient Advocate Program. Are you tired of not having support between your rehab sessions? Introducing the Patient Advocate Program, and we're focused on your recovery and we're offering you 24/7 access to a doctorate of physical therapy. Stop waiting in line to be seen and stop spending hours doing long exercise programs. Imagine being able to get all of your care delivered straight to your phone. Best of all, it's affordable. We believe everyone deserves top-notch relief without breaking the bank. So why wait? Take control of your health today and visit ptpatientadvocate.com and book your free call with our experts. We also need to look at how much and how intense, also known as the dosage, but then we also need to know that the success of these modalities are based on the cause of your pain. So what that means is the combination of both how your pain behaves or presents and or without the MRI or imaging studies. It's not going to be just one or the other that's going to help you figure out what's going to help you. Pain management and science starts with a hypothesis, which is an educated guess. And each successive or lack thereof provides greater information and a clearer path for healing. So what that means is if you're listening to this episode and listening to this podcast, you know you've been dealing with sciatica pain, which is along the sciatic nerve, which is low back pain, hamstring, calf, and maybe in the butt. In previous episodes, I've talked about how the butt is actually stimulated by a different nerve. I'm going to put the link to butt pain in the show notes today, so then that way you can get a better understanding of what happens when you have butt pain. But whether you have butt pain, sciatica pain, or pain anywhere else, when it comes to pain management, we are trying to figure out what is the cause. We identify what the cause is based on how your symptoms present and also how your symptoms behave, and also trying to get a better understanding of how can we actually treat the source of the pain. From there, we can determine what the next steps are with every single stretch, modality, piece of information that we get from you. It gives us a better idea of what we could be dealing with. And we can go in with a specific suspicion, and that suspicion can be supported or refuted based on how your body reacts. And so rather than trying to blindly follow an exercise program or grabbing your next pill, gauge and see how is this actually impacting you, and then recording that and then sharing it with your provider, whether it be a physical therapist, a chiropractor, a doctor, giving them more of an idea and helping you understand what's the cause of pain. And over time, as we approach this from a position of curiosity, it gives us an opportunity to truly problem solve and figure out what this mystery is. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you got some help from today's podcast. And for more info, check us out at ifixyoursciatica.com. Have a fantastic and pain-free day. No patient-therapist relationship is formed by listening to this podcast. We are not providing medical advice, and all information should be confirmed by a medical provider.